Serbian tennis player Novak Djokovic has flown out of Australia after the federal court upheld the government's decision to transfer the tennis star's visa. On Friday, the immigration minister, Alex Hawke, used his executive powers to cancel the world number one's visa, citing health and good order. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government was clear from the outset that the same rules apply to everyone entering the country.
Prior infection is not a valid medical exemption. That exemption was provided through a Victorian process. It wasn't accepted. That had never been the position. And the Australian government has been very clear on the same rules for all.
That was the Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt speaking to us earlier. Well, Sangeeta Pillai is a constitutional lawyer and refugee law expert. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Were you surprised that this judicial review failed?
No, I wasn't particularly surprised. And that's only because the executive power that the immigration minister exercised here was so broad. So in order to judicial review, the judicial review matter looked at very narrow grounds, whether the minister stepped outside of the bounds of the power given to them. And because the power given to him was so broad, that meant that it was very difficult to show that he stepped outside of those bounds. All Minister Hawke needed to be satisfied of was that Djokovic's presence in Australia might pose a risk to community health or community order, and that's a very low threshold.
The minister used what's colloquially termed his God powers to cancel the visa for the second time. Can you give us some context about where these powers come from and just how broad they are?
Yeah, so the immigration minister and the Home Affairs minister collectively under the Migration Act have 47 personal powers that are sometimes referred to as the God powers. These powers basically give them huge personal discretions to do things like cancel visas on a number of grounds, also to grant visas. Essentially, a lot of personal power given to these two ministers, and there's very little accountability for how they exercise those powers. So there's no requirement to consider exercising the powers, but if the ministers do, then in this case, for instance, it wasn't possible to seek what we call merits review, which involves going to a tribunal and asking if the decision made to cancel the visa was the right one. That avenue is excluded. It's not possible to seek natural justice, which is basically looking at whether the way in which the decision was made was fair. So you end up with only very, very narrow grounds that you can challenge the decision on. So I suppose that the essence of the God powers is very, very broad power and very, very low accountability. And there's a lot of them in the Migration Act.
These powers have evolved in response to the government seeking to stop asylum seekers, particularly by boat, coming to Australia. But have we seen their use expanded in this case?
We've seen their use expanded over the last several years. So the Migration Act we've had sweeping executive power in the Migration Act for a really long time, and it's something that parliaments and even former immigration ministers have expressed concern about in the past about just how broad the executive power in this act is. But the reason for putting broad executive powers in the Migration Act was like a key reason for it was to allow decisions to be made in a way that like to allow for allowances to be made for people that didn't meet strict statutory criteria, but that nonetheless, like the interests of fairness or humanitarian concerns warranted like an exception. And so that's kind of a part of the reason why they're there. But what we've seen is more and more power, particularly in a coercive way or a way that is used negatively against people. We've seen that expand over the last several years, and we've seen the powers used more and more in that sense. So I suppose there you could contrast the decision to exercise personal power to cancel Novak Djokovic's visa with the fact that no decision has been made to exercise personal power to grant visas to the Murugappan family, which is also a choice that would be available to the minister under the Migration Act.
And you do a lot of research on the legal treatment of refugees and migrants in Australia. This saga's obviously thrown a spotlight on their plight internationally, including those in the Park Hotel in Carlton, where Djokovic was briefly detained alongside them. What does this tell us about the situation that they face?
I think the first thing that that people should think is, I know there's been a lot of opinions on the Djokovic saga, and there's been a lot of, many people are angry that Djokovic has chosen not to be vaccinated himself, and have many people have made the point that, we should be more concerned about what's happening to people other than a famous tennis player. But I think the thing I'd say was, if you look at the process that was followed with respect to Djokovic, where there was an a process followed at the airport to cancel his visa in the first place that the Minister for Home Affairs conceded was a flawed process. The reasoning provided by Minister Hawke when he cancelled the visa the second time was in many ways really quite thin. And if this is the way that the government acts when tens of thousands of people across the world are watching, then that should cause people to ask very serious questions about how they're acting with respect to other people, like the refugees in the Park Hotel and many other people, when nobody is watching.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much.
Dr. Sangeeta Pillay is a constitutional lawyer.